This one really intrigued us, because if you'll notice, there's a smaller image of the same person coming out of the chest. We didn't understand the symbol of that. And so we move on up the hill and see another statue of a man standing. Also, you can get a little perspective. There's another Chinese out there. As we went up the path, we were really surprised because there were several Chinese men out there just enjoying the path and the temple. But they tended to be doing a lot of calisthenics while they were up there. And apparently, that's fairly common in Korea, that you're in Korea. You run up to the hillside and do your exercises in calisthenics, and physical fitness is fairly important to them, and you see very few fat Orientals. Anyway, and that gives you, looking at that individual, you can get some perspective to the size of the statues we were looking at. I don't think he was up there doing calisthenics. We weren't sure what he was doing. Moving on, this particular statue or marble carving was painted and decorated. Oh, and the next one is of Barbara and an object, which we thought was really nifty. That's their little barrels. They had some in the shape of penguins, I think it was, and some of puppies. And this is a puppy image. Unfortunately, he's got a little mud splashed up on his front, but you can still see where the garbage goes, and he's pretty cute. Oh yeah, something I almost forgot about this picture that other people probably noticed right away. Barbara is wearing an odd-looking hat. We found that when we were in Taiwan, most all of the workers, you know, people working on the road, peasants in the farms, were wearing this sort of hat. And it's ideal for Taiwan because it's made of leaves which they find locally, and there are like maybe 12 leaves all around and overlapping. So it keeps the rain off, it keeps the sun off, and in keeping the sun off, it has the two layers. The outer layer is the leaves molded around the form. Inside that, there's another form, a basket-weaved sort of shape, which keeps it off your head. So there's a layer of air or circulation between the hot leaves, which the sun hits, and your head, and it really is quite cool. Usually when we saw the peasants, there was nothing holding the hat on their head, and we just couldn't understand how they held on because ours kept falling off. So what we did is we took some of the pink ribbon, which they use commonly in Korea and also in Taiwan. It's not really a ribbon. It's, say you take nylon and extrude it in a sheet about 6 inches wide and a hundredth of an inch thick. And then you crush it up so that it's sort of flat like a ribbon, say, in half inch wide. It's pretty strong, but you can break it into parts if you stretch it out, and that's the way to tear it if you really have to. Anyway, we tied that into the inner lining of the hat and used it to tie it around our chins to keep it on our head. Anyway, so I was telling you about the ribbon. The ribbon that they use, if you buy something in the store in America, they'll have a made-up paper bag which they'll pop it in and send you off with a bag. What they have in Korea and Taiwan is loose, looks like recycled paper in big sheets about a yard wide. They'll put your whatever you bought in the center of it, wrap it up, and tie it up with that cheap ribbon. And it makes a fairly, I guess it's a package that's easier to carry because you've got some handles on it, and you can get most anything of any size into a package. And they wrap almost everything like that, and very seldom do you get a bag. Now, moving on to the next slide, we saw some more statues, all of which were about twice human size. And then off in the distance, behind Barbara, you can see this large white statue, which we later approached. She was just massive. We presume it's a she. We saw several different images of her. She was standing on some elephants. As you can see, they seem to be granite or marble, and she seems to be white marble. I guess she's about, three stories tall. Barbara says that she thinks she's Buddha. Maybe he's Buddha. And underneath that, there were some fountains and a pool, but I couldn't get that into this picture. And anyway, at the end of that, we turned around and rode the bus back, having felt very lucky for finding that particular temple, because it was fairly interesting. There was a temple at that end of the tour and or at that end of the bus line, but it wasn't a very impressive temple, but they did have that impressive statue. So then we took another bus ride, and I believe that this is a bus ride to, let's see, this would be to their National Memorial or something about that, something like that, where they have a lot of their national heritage stored in a museum-like atmosphere. And this would be the front gate to it. It was a drizzly, rainy day. And as you go into the gateway, you get a look at the buildings that are before you, and they're very impressive off in the distance. And you have your Taiwanese soldiers standing at attention to impress the crowds, I guess. So then as you walk toward the main buildings, you see off to your left and right a couple of little pagodas or whatever. And they look pretty nifty. So we approached one. And this is a view of the main gateway from one of the pagodas. You can now see that from the pagoda, it's surrounded by carved marble, and just generally everything is very beautiful down to the last detail. Then once you approach the main complex and get in amongst it, you see these really gorgeous gardens with the carved wood roofs, as we said, and the tile, I guess it would be tile roofs and carved wood ceilings. And throughout this section, everything was done just gorgeously. Here you have some carved marble with, it's a window sort of effect, so that light goes in and you can look into the room that's behind it. And then around it you have etched marble. This looks fantastic.